As every week, I'm on to New England, but anything you got on last week and going forward would be great. Love to talk about the game coming up, but whatever you got, I'm ready.
Cut you all off guard. There were, videos playing this week of a certain game here that you were a part of. I don't know if you want to talk about last week's game or a game several years ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, yeah.
I know, I actually caught it here.
Yeah, look, it's a long time. It was a great moment, great experience, but in all honesty, haven't thought about that at all, to be honest with you. I just don't think they correlate. It's different teams, different people, different guys, different time. I haven't used that game in any way to go back and look at. I think it's a whole different ball of wax right now, to be honest with you.
Seem like every week we've asked you about the pass rush, and you like the pressure you're getting, you don't like it. It seemed like those last couple of drives in Tampa, you guys found a combination with airs inside.
Yeah, I think it helped a little bit that we, obviously JPP was there and guys were a little bit fresher at the end of the game. You know, that helped a little. And we early in the game, there was a lot of rotation in anticipation of that. You know, going down there in the heat, and I didn't think it was all that bad, really, when it was all said and done, but we thought about that during the week, and I think we did a good job rotating them through, so we were a little fresher at the end. I did think that we did a better job when we did actually blitz and pressure. We had some guys that were free. We didn't quite get there, but we did force some not-so-great throws, and I think that was helpful. And obviously having Jason in there is a good thing.
This week you don't have John, so how do you compensate?
Yeah. John Beeson?
No,
Jonathan Hankins. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, that's unfortunately for him. Yeah, he reached out. I don't know if you saw the play. He reached out and tore his pec. We'll miss him. We'll miss him dearly. I mean, we got guys, and obviously see the roster move that we made. But we'll rotate in there. Cullen may get in there and play a little bit more. I mean, we'll have to do the things that we do to make up when a guy gets hurt. But we'll certainly miss him. He was playing good football, I thought.
Take on a bigger role now?
Yeah, and he's been, which is good. He's been playing a lot of football and we've been rotating anyway, so it won't be new to anybody that'll be in there, but it certainly won't be Jonathan.
What was your overall assessment of JPP's performance?
Well, rusty like you would expect him to be. He's trying to find his, I don't want to say find his niche, I want to just find his tools, then oil him up and get ready to go. Now he's had another week under his belt, so hopefully that makes a difference this week.
Are you surprised at the number of snaps he ended up?
We were trying to keep it, I can't remember exact number, we were trying to be cautious of it early in the in the first half there, and then kind of as the game gets going. Of course, every guy that plays in this league wants to go out every snap, so he probably talked Robert Nunn into going in a few more than we anticipated, but it was good to have him out there.
Brady's getting rid of the ball as quickly as any quarterback.
Yeah, 2.1 or
something.
Yeah, well, it'll have to make us think twice about certain things. I mean, with any quarterback that gets it out that quick, the best way to defend it is affect the guys he's throwing it to. So, I mean, we've got to find ways to cover better and, maybe mix and change things up a little bit. But that's if you're an offensive lineman, you probably want to play. I mean, everybody wants to play with Tom Brady, right? But if you're an offensive lineman, he can really make you look good. But he's as balanced a quarterback as I've ever seen. When I watched him in all the years, I've never seen a guy sit in the pocket and be as balanced and as calm and mechanically perfect. Every time I watch him, he does the same thing. Makes it tough.
What about for your defensive line? Obviously 2.1 seconds. Yeah. They're not going to be able to get there probably in 2.1 seconds. What do you expect from them in those situations?
Well, if you can push it a little bit and get them uncomfortable, if we can get somebody, if it's not our guys, if it's their offensive lineman, and we'll try to do those things. And then, we got to cover better. Maybe we'll mix the coverages up a little bit and maybe get a couple of knockdowns. No secret to it, he's back there in the gun and he's going to throw it. And we got to find a way to, on the back end, play a little bit tighter.
What's the number you have there? He gets it out in 2.1.
I thought it was 2.15 or something, 2.18. Coach Coughlin had it the other day in the meeting. It's fast, I know that.
When you don't want to talk about that game in 2007, but you played against him then. You're playing against him now. It's decent amount of time. Does he look any different to you?
That's funny. Somebody else asked me that. Might have been yesterday. I don't see a lot of difference with regards to how effective and how efficient he is. He's probably better. Look, he's been in that system. It's one that you think about that. Now, there's a quarterback that's been in the same system for, you guys tell me, the years. It's never changed. It's basically the same coaches. I mean, I know Josh left and he came back and there were some other guys there, but that, I think that's got to be helpful. I mean, at this point, he's been running the show for a long time and he knows it. So when you're that comfortable, you basically get the chalk last, you know, as the quarterback out there. And that's what makes it really challenging.
And physically, you don't think you can't
study? No. You know, as far as arm strength, I just watched him throwing out. I was just watching a film a little out to Amendola, and it's right on the money. It was actually the one that Indianapolis got an interception on. It wasn't Amendola. It was Edelman. And it bobbled, and it went right into the end. But it was perfectly thrown. You know? I know. I don't see any weakness. I really don't.
Are they even better than they were last year? Offensively?
You know, I didn't. We played them in the playoffs when I was in Baltimore at the end of the year. You know, everybody in the playoffs obviously is playing pretty good football, but so efficient right now. Now, Coach Coughlin obviously has the whole picture with the special teams and their defense, but offensively, I just think they're functioning on all cylinders right now. They really are.
How much stuff is it?
Just sheer size makes it tough. I mean, we don't have anybody with that kind of size. A lot of teams don't. We think about borrowing some of our tight ends that are as big as him, put them up there. But, no, look, you got to fight your ways in different other ways. I mean, try to get him at the line of scrimmage and, I don't know, maybe put three guys on him. I don't know. We've got to find a way to take him away. He's pretty good.
Is there a tougher guy to cover right now in this league?
From the standpoint of tight, I mean, obviously there are some wideouts with some speed and quickness. I mean, I think both there. I mean, look, I got a lot of respect for Danny Amendola. I had him in St. Louis. I love the guy. And Edelman, those two guys pose a different kind of challenge and problem with their quickness. So you got two quick guys, you got a big guy. You know, they got guys that can run outside with speed, and you got a quarterback that can get them all in the right spot. It's a tough challenge.
It's one of the main goals. I mean, they don't throw a lot of points.
They don't, but they can. I mean, they've thrown it out there. Actually, there's a couple of drops that they had. Look, he's always looking for it, and if you give it to him, I think he's going to take it. And, look, nobody wants to give up big plays. I mean, we had those two last week that kind of stick in our craw a little bit, but one of the focuses would be try to eliminate big plays.
You relied on turnovers a lot, takeaways as a defense. Mm. You know, Tom doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. How can you make up for that?
Maybe hopefully when the guys catch him, we get the ball out of the pass catcher. He's not gonna throw it to you. He's gonna make you earn any kind of interception you get. I mean, even the one I just talked about in Indianapolis was kind of fluke. You know, it popped up there. But we need a couple of breaks. Maybe he'll have a bad day. You know, that's what we're hoping for.
Jason was hoping he's sick.
Oh yeah, is that right? I don't want to wish sickness on anybody, but
it seemed last week LeGarrette had a pretty good game. I mean, is he the X factor for them if he's big?
Well, certainly. I mean, you don't want any offense to be two-dimensional, you know, and all of a sudden they start cranking up a run game, and he's always been a good football player. Now they're two-dimensional, and they're much harder to defend. So we look at, like we always start any opponent, it's all about stopping the run first, and after watching last week's game, you know, 160 or whatever it was they did rushing, the one thing about New England, you know, they're going to, whatever they think they can do against you, if it's working, they're going to stick with it. They're going to just win the football game, score points. That's what they do. And they do it a lot of different ways.
You're known as someone who's blitzed a lot in the past.
Not so much this year, though, huh?
You haven't blitzed that much this year. Why do you, what do you attribute that to?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. I don't want to go into all of them. But, you know, one of the things that does get tough is when the parts are changing. You know, there's certain positions that change a lot. And, you know, and the other thing is we're always being cognizant of wanting our guys. Look, I think we function best with this group of guys, and that's what you're always assessing, the guys you have. The group of guys that we have, who I love, play better when you just let them play. Less thinking, just playing. I just think we function that better that way. So some of the things you're talking about take a little bit more, you know. So we've been trying to stick to things that we do and know and try to play fast. That's kind of been the motto.
Their blueprint for the first 8 games until Lewis got hurt is, you know, he was a major part of the offense.
Yeah, good football player.
I mean, is there a little bit of a guessing game now as to
what they'll do, which direction they'll go? A little bit. I almost rather have that than face it. He's really good. I mean, you put the tape on and he's making plays everywhere, and they used him in a lot of different ways, whether it was running the football or out on the perimeter. But look, they got a couple other backs there that can catch the football that have proven to do it. And I firmly believe that whoever you put in there, Tom Brady makes them all better.
Is that a challenge? Is that a challenge for you as a defensive coordinator when you say, with this particular group, I've learned to just got to let him play. You know, I'm sure you want to give,
yeah,
tinker and move.
There is a little bit, but look, it's all about trying to get the best guys on the field functioning the best. And we talk about it all the time, and I just think that if you go back in the games that we've played and we go back and review it and assess it, you know, like last week our motto was simplify to magnify, simplify what we were doing to magnify how fast we were playing. So I thought we played pretty well except for those two plays last week. So try to do the same thing and throw a wrinkle in there when we can, hopefully do that too.